Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 27th of Jumad al-Ula 1442, and we present to you our report back of last week's activities. And today the title of the report back is our trip to Potchefstroom. Alhamdulillah, Monday morning, Mona Arafat and Brother Junaid, Brother Riyaz Hussein, MashaAllah, from Monday to Saturday, they come in so early. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. And 2:30, 3:30, 4:15. And MashaAllah, the program has picked up so well. All this, the mercy of Allah, 4:00 to 6:00. Not this week, I come in 4:25 to 5:00 or so. So all this is the non-Muslims are benefiting, and that is our aim. Allahumma hdin nasa jami'a. Ya Allah, give hidayat and guidance to one and all. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to the entire universe and creation. Alhamdulillah, the tafsir also is going well. My brother Tobela prepared that whole set of ours thus far, and we sent it out on the Telegram, we sent it out on the Twitter account and on the groups. You can listen to Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, chapter 1, 2 and 3. And today we started with Surah Nisa, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, chapter 4. So make dua, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes it such that we complete the entire Quran Sharif. We completed it thrice, but you know, certain verses were missing and so forth. So we said, let's do our duty with beauty, inshallah. Thereafter, we find that on a Monday night, the Q&A, Alhamdulillah, that with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Hadha Min Fadli Rabbi, Hewa, the popular is, inshallah, will always remain a very popular program for the past 20 years. Alhamdulillah, with CII, it was the biggest program, and now also with Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy. So people benefit, always they want to know about all the, you know, things that affect them, and they want to know about their daily life and so forth. Non-Muslims also, we open the floor to one and all without fear and favor. Then Tuesday, mashallah, I had to undertake, we had our bliss of marriage and so forth. Then I had to take a special trip. I went to meet Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafidhahullah. I'm on the court, and I can repeat it and reiterate again. In my humble opinion, in South Africa, the greatest ulama are Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahab, our honorable ustad and sheikh. If you sit with Hazrat Mufti Sahab, you know Arabic, Urdu or Persian, then you will understand the more knowledge he has, the tahqiq, the research, teaching Bukhari Sharif now from 1991 right up till now. So you can see 30 years teaching Bukhari Sharif. And we are always indebted to Maulana Shabir Saluji Hafidhullah for inviting Hazrat Mufti Sahib here. And mashallah, in 1987 he came. Hazrat Mufti Sahib was appointed as a teacher by Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah in 1974 in Newtown Madrasa, and that was the name that time, Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya Newtown. So we were Hazrat's first batch, first students, with Allah's help and mercy. So from that time, 74 till now, 2021. So yes, without a doubt, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah wa Shafa, Allah give him complete shifa. So he was, he is, will be the, always the greatest teacher South Africa has seen, in our opinion. And then second is, remember Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah. He is already 83 years old, remember. And he was born, you know, 1939. So you must understand that Hazrat is so, you know, dedicated, 20 hours a day at this age, he still works. And he's a perfect person for the Firaqe Dalla, for all these groups that go, you know, off track, whether it's ulama, whether it's public, whether it's a modern, Qadiani, Shias, whoever, Salafis. So we need people like that. Therefore, his honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, used to say, Maulana Ahmad Sadiq to Muftiyo ka Mufti hai. There are people who are eyewitness to this statement, still living. And they told me this personally, ke Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib is the Mufti of Muftis. So may understand that what knowledge he has. So genius he was. He was, he is, you must remember. If you look at Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah, the books he wrote, he was Sari'ut Ta'alif, that is to write so many books, you know. You just sit with Hazrat Maulana and see, go there to the Deer and go to P.E., go to Masjid Farooq in Grosby and see the books, subhanallah. Me and you, 100 ulama, what? In South Africa, 1,000 ulama can't do that. So you must remember that that is Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, that the work he has done, subhanallah, and his karamat, go to P.E., you will see the highway stopped and the masjid is there. Today, people closing masjid, Allah forbid the shaitans. So what in America they say, an indelible stain on their democracy. That is what happened in South Africa. An indelible stain it is on these people who closed the masajid, went to court and so forth. Allah protect us from them. Nevertheless, you must remember, I went to him, and it was Tuesday after my programs and so forth. We have to make appointment, mashallah, that Mohana Farhan always arranges it. So I go alone and we speak. So we have to discuss three issues. We're going to court, inshallah, if the need arises. One is the masajid are having so many problems. So remember, our lawyers, may Almighty Allah reward them. Our attorneys, Yusha Tayyab, Yusuf Dokrat, and mashallah, Salim Amutala, Aslam Mutala, rather, and Advocate Salim Khan in Durban, all senior counsel, our Sheikh Hafiz Firoz Bouda. So mashallah, then obviously Zahir Umar, his son, Advocate Abu Bakr. So all on board, mashallah. And we send it out. If any masjid is under threat, these are the conditions. This is what you need to do. And you want more information, just contact us. 071, just send me a WhatsApp and we will send the document to you. 071-888-1184. Let us be honest. Any Molvi in South Africa, any sheikh, any organization will go to court. I'm asking you. This is Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai's job. He will go to court alone, and he showed it under the apartheid regime. And the judge told him, you are a very intelligent person. And he won the case. That's how that masjid is standing. So even we discuss one-to-one. So I told him, Hazrat, what we're doing? He said, we'll go to court. I said, we're ready. So you don't need me. I say, Hazrat, whatever you say, you are our Ustad, you are our Amir, whatever you say, we'll accept it. So you must remember, second issue about the mask. We dead against this business about the mask being made mandatory. So you must, people got asthma, children are suffering, people have so many complications and so forth. From an Islamic perspective, remember, the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayyughattiya rajulu fahu fi salat. That Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are prohibited from reading salat and your mouth is covered. So with a mask, obviously it's covered. Yesterday is Maghrib time, the youngster stood next to me and Iqama was on. I looked at him, I said, my brother, just take out the mask, I'll explain to you after. I explained to him, he was so happy and grateful. So we're not telling you, you want to wear the mask, no problem. But salat time, namaz time, don't read with the mask. So that is against the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who are against wearing of the mask for health reasons, so just send us a letter, a note, anti-mask or no mask, and same number, don't phone me, don't contact me by telephone, I'm very busy, just send me a WhatsApp, 071-888-1184. Subhanallah. This is Allah's deen, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. That verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will help this deen of Islam with even non-Muslims. So we have the liberty fighters. They're going to court, they've been already and they won one case already. So we must place on record our sincerest thanks to Zahir Umar and his son, Mashallah Abu Bakr. They're 100% on board with Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai. And if the need arises for the mask issue, also we'll go to court. Remember this. We don't want to break the law. We will work within the law and win the cases with the help and mercy of Allah as the liberty won. So we must remember they're on board on the mask issue. We on board on the mask issue. So anybody, we're still building up all the data. So just send me, we will send you all the information, what you need to do and so forth. So those of you anti-mask, we don't want it to be mandatory. Who want to wear can wear, who don't want to wear, don't wear. So that is especially for people, remember, who are suffering for health reasons, asthma and whatever else. So that's the second issue. Then the third issue we discussed was, what happens if the vaccine comes to South Africa and they say it's compulsory? At the moment it's not, but the way things are going, what happens if they say? So that also we have to apprise and inform our people. So all this, Hazrat Maulana has written so many books on that. Just go to his website and see, Majlis website. And now 50 pages, 52 pages he wrote. I sent it out. So all of you should be reading these books here and see what research the man does. I just give you two things. You know that the pork is used, the gelatin is used from the swine, from the pig in this vaccine. Even the United Arab Ulama had to concede to that. They passed fatwa permissible, we rejected totally. So you're going to take the vaccine and that sewer and that pork and the porcine enters your body, enter your child and so forth. Do you want that? Second one, even the Pope had to accept this, that you must remember the fetus that is aborted. They're taking the aborted fetus and using tissues and what have you, all the medical terms, they know better. So and that. So they asked him, the Pope, is this a problem you must remember for you, the Catholic Church and the Catholics? He said, no. Everybody on the take, you must remember that. So it is money speaks all languages. So we reject it. So imagine that aborted fetus, the tissues from there are being used in this vaccine. So they, therefore, we're dead against the clothing or closing of masajid. We're dead against making masks compulsory. And we're dead against this vaccines. Vaccines are haram. Any molvi, any sheikh wants to give you fatwa. Otherwise, we reject it totally. And we just read the works written by Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai. So, mashallah, we were there for about 40 minutes, half an hour. Had very good discussions, everything. And wonderful. So, that is, I must make shukr to Allah, the two greatest ulama here in South Africa and in the top 10 in the world. So we have great contact, mashallah. And they both also, Hazrat Mufti Sahib also, his shafqat, kindness, that he knows our weaknesses, but yet he gives us opportunity to speak. Hazrat Mufti Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, when the people from UK, just a few days ago, One person told me, please ask Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai. So everybody overseas, they call him Mufti, because he's such a big Mufti sahab. So remember, but we make Maulana because we're used to the term. So he said, contact Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai. I said, I don't have to contact him, just go to the website, you will find everything there. So Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Then Wednesday morning, we found the sad net news. Our Maulana Ismail Salehji performed Fajr Salat there in the Ispingo Beach Darul Uloom Ta'lim Uddin. In second rakat, in sajda, he passes away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Do you know what sign is that? Ye to farishta ki sifat hai. So you must remember, he was our student, the graduate of Darulum Newcastle. Darulum started in 1973, the first Darulum in the history of South Africa, and 83, the first time on South African soil, ulama were graduating. 7 graduated, 3 already passed away. Maulana Yunus Rhoda passed away many years ago, rahimahullah. Now, just few weeks ago, Maulana Azim Hunter passed away. And then Wednesday, last week, now we find Maulana Ismail Salehji passes away. I still remember he came out third in their final examination, and his father and them, Haji Ahmed Mota and them, rahimahullah, were so elated and excited and so forth. So I taught him Sunan Nasai, Mota Malik, Mota Muhammad. And just 7 weeks ago, he came here with a Jamaat, and he said he wants to meet me and he wants to come to see the studio and everything. And he even told me, there's one Nazam, you must get it. And I asked him, who's got it? He said, this person. So we took it and we played it many times. So mashallah, he used to love that. So may Almighty Allah give us such a Mubarak death. Imagine in Sizda. So I told Hazrat Mufti Sahib yesterday, I said, Hazrat, ek to sakarat mein, sakarat ki halat mein Sizda mein te. Maut bhi Sizda ki halat mein. Lekin maut ke baad jo hai, umuman aadmi gir jata hai. After his sakarat in the position, posture of Sizda. His death in Sizda. But after death, if you pass away, and then you must remember you passed away now and you insist you will fall. He never fell. The two brothers who were on the side, they contacted me. One of them was a doctor. They broke their salat, and then they picked him up and took him at the back to try and resuscitate him, but he had passed away. So that he was a person, subhanallah, studied in India in Sabilur Rashad, came to Ta'alum Newcastle, graduated 1983. 27th of March, when the first lockdown, level 5, took place, that 6-7 weeks, whatever, he spent all that time in the Ispingo Beach Masjid where Maulana Harun Rahimahullah was Imam for 43 years. He spent that 6-7 weeks in Etikaf in Masjid. When you love the Masjid, Allah will give you such a death. When you do something else, then Allah alone knows what will happen. Take lesson from that. Allah Jalla Wala give his wife, his daughters, his son passed away the year Haji Bhai Padia passed away. 1998, at the age of 10, he drowned. What sabr he showed, only son. And see, when he's such a waliullah, he used to make dua. Ya Allah, let me be buried in my son's grave. Lo and behold, he's buried with his son. Sometime you think how Allah elevates people. Naam bhi to saleji hai, na? Salim means to be pious. So subhanallah, that one side we feel happy. At least we knew him, we taught him. And he's sadaqah jariyah for all of us. But for the ummah, a great loss. Somebody asked him, Maulvi Ismail, we don't see you. He said, I'm preparing for the year after. And I'm going in Dawah, Jamaat, Tabligh, and I'm spending my time in the Masjid. That's what he said. That was Wednesday, then I spent time with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, 1.5 hour or so. And Hazrat, I asked him a question. So he prepared a whole detailed discussion. He told me, Mukhtasar Jawab bhi hai, Mutawwal bhi hai. So I said, no, Hazrat, Mutawwal de dije. Give me the detailed one. And yesterday I told him, Hazrat, I went through the whole thing. Excellent it is. That's what I'm speaking about. If you know Arabic, Urdu, Persian, I don't know, I forgot everything. So if you know Arabic and Urdu, and you've studied the fatwa of Hazrat, the tahqiq and research, subhanallah, is amazing. Like that, so many other issues, the books and all that the Hazrat gives us with Allah's mercy. So wonderful, he had Bukhari Sharif lesson, and the lesson he had, every student, every alim, you should make a note of this. It was Kitabul Jihad, Babu Ma Ja'a Fi Qitali Rum, and there the virtues of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is mentioned. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people who will go out, awwalu may yaghzu, and they will go out on the ocean, in the sea, faqad awjabu, therefore them will definitely eat jannat. The first person to go with the naval army and an army was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and they went to Cyprus and those areas and conquered it. So very, very great hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Study it, very, very interesting. So I told Hazrat, I will make shukr I came, because I go once a week for lessons and then Sunday I go. So then opposite 20 to 9 I left. I said, Hazrat, I don't want problem with lockdown. So we had good laugh. I was back here home, mashallah. Thursday, then we received that the sad news that our Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada passed away. So Hazrat Maulana, the first student in Jalalabad from South Africa, Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat loved him. Hazrat Ji loved him. Hazrat Ji used to make special dua for Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib and for Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada. Maulana Ismail Katrada is the ustad of Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. He taught him Behesti Zayvar. He told me himself. So you must remember a great, great loss. Six sons, every one hafiz for ulama. One daughter, hafizah. Children, all hafiz. Grandchildren, more than 20 hufaz. What can you say? I was there for the Jalsa last year and we made so much dua. Allah Ta'ala give shifa to Hazrat Maulana. Hazrat Maulana just finished 80 years old and we had good ta'alluq with Hazrat. So Allah Jalla Wala bless Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada. Grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Our Maulana Ismail Salaji. Grant all the family Sabre Jameel and to Umme Salih, that is Maulana Katrada's honorable wife. Appa, Allah give you sabr. She became a hafiz. How she became a hafiza? Teaching her children, teaching her grandchildren. At this age, she became a hafiza of the noble Quran. Imagine. So I call her Umme Salih. So remember the mother of Hafiz Salih. So mashallah, what a Mubarak family. Six generations, all hafiz. Who gets all this? So remember, that is what South Africa has produced. 55 years plus, he taught Hifz class. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn Quran and you teach others. Then we got the news, my cousin passed away, my chacha, my kaka's son, Ibrahim Hussein. My uncle is 90 years old, plus 90 Islamically. And he told me himself, I'm fasting for the past 82, 83 years. So imagine, now he has to see bury his own son instead of the son burying the father. So remember our cousin Aslam Hussein was paralyzed for the past 6-7 months. He passed away on Thursday. So I had to go there for janaza and burial and what. So we performed the janaza, made the dua, everything, comforted our uncle, only uncle I have in the world. And but still active, alhamdulillah, he's there for salat. Our Aslam spent more than 10 etikaf in the Pottersloo Masjid. So imagine. Allah Jalla Wala give his wife, the three daughters, all of them Sabra Jameel, our uncle, he knows what he's going through. Allah make it easy for him. Allah Ta'ala grant our Aslam Hussein Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah Ta'ala grant the brother Sikandar and Hafiz Zahir also Sabra Jameel, the sister also Allah grant Sabra Jameel. Friday we were here in the Jami Masjid and I spoke about death. See how many people are passing away every day. Haji Musa Manjra passed away on Friday. Day. 12, 13 years he used to invite me to Port Shepstone for 15 Shaban. And subhanallah, what the death Allah gave him after Jummah. So Allah grant our Hasi Haji Musa Manjra also Jannatul Firdaus. So many people we know and they know more, but we continue making dua for them. Allah Ta'ala forgive them, grant them Jannatul Firdaus and their family Sabre Jameel. And thereafter, remember that, you know, Friday we have to go shopping and whatever you. Quran says is very good time, so we go buy whatever. We thank our Haji Muhammad Khan, his son Wasim, they pick me up for Jummah and all that every week when they hear. So on Saturday, mashallah, then Friday is resting time, I'm tired, exhausted. Then Saturday, mashallah, I have to contact my whole family and whoever, sisters and my ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, spoke to him also, mashallah, and we were just speaking about so many people passing away and so forth. And Sunday is a busy day, so there we went to Darul Zakaria, and Qari Muhsin read the beautiful Qirat, and then I spoke about death, Mona Ismail Katrada, Mona Ismail Saleji, Mona Burhan spoke. Mona Burhan spoke one thing very good. He said that Mona Hamad, that African Ali, made 5,000-6,000 people who are not Muslim, he made them Muslim. Subhanallah. One person in South Africa, 6,000 people approximately embrace Islam on his hand. Then Mona Adnan spoke, and he spoke of Mufti Shu'aib there in Shellcross. How that masjid, we know Mufti Shu'aib well, so that masjid has become the headquarters for all the COVID victims, people who pass away with Corona and COVID. So that is becoming a means of so many people changing their lives, because now they come into contact. They see people, how they're leaving this world and so forth. So that is so important. We have contact with the ulama-i haq, the ulama-i rabbani. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke about death and so forth. Then in the afternoon, Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. So mashallah that we have a, you know, hectic schedule, but Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us, and then Allah Ta'ala grant us ikhlas and sincerity. And then all the happenings in America, and I told you this last year already, I told you America will disintegrate. I told you there's idiot, you're the biggest idiot, Trump. You must remember that buffoon, I call him. He just proved all that, attacking their own capital, and 40% of the American public still believes that the election was a fraud. So I love the one line they use, and they said this is an indelible stain on the democracy of America. So remember, I'll take names, we got nothing to hide. So what has happened in South Africa? The UKSA, take Jamiat KwaZulu out, Natal, and take the PE ulama who pulled out. But the rest of UKSA, JUSA, and an indelible stain on the ulama and the ummah of South Africa and the world by going to court and to close the masajid. A disgrace it is, which will be staying with you till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding of Deenul Islam. Okay, let me give you the program from now right till the night. 2:30 to 3, inshallah, my brother Alameen Templeton with the business news and views. 3 to half past 3, the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mon Arafat. 3:35 to 5:30, brother Amin Templeton, economic news. 5:30 to 7 will be Mon Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir, Surah Hajj, verses chapter 22. Surah Hajj and verses 36 to 40. So that will be the repeat that you can listen to, inshallah. And thereafter, that will be more Yunus Patel's advices, 7:30 to 8. 8 to 10 will be Q&A live, inshallah, with Mauna Arafat. And 10 to 11, Allah ki rahmat. So this will be by Sheikh Hanif Umar, also from India. So mashallah, the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. So that is our program from now till 11 o'clock. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.